Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. I am Francisco Rojas, and I guess second, I was going to say first episode officially of the offseason, but technically it is the second episode of the offseason. I guess the last episode didn't, I was still talking about, you know, the Dodgers series, so it didn't feel exactly like that, but now officially hitting the offseason. Both championship series still going on, and I'll update you on those later in the show. But listen, I just got done. It's 1:06 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. I just got done watching both Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson's, they're the exit interviews, right? The exit pressers. So both of them spoke. So basically the entire episode today is going to be my takeaways from both press conferences. Dave Dombrowski spoke for about, he took questions for about 30 to 40 minutes. Thompson was a little shorter. His was about like 25 minutes, I would say. But there was a good amount to take away from both pressers. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm just going to preface it with this. I don't think many are going to be happy with the comments that both of them made. I'm just going to give you just my takeaways from both of the interviews. So, first thing before we get into both, as far as changes go, like Rob Thompson, according to Dave Dombrowski, they're trying to work on bring Rob Thompson back for 2027 as well. His contract is up after the 2026 season, so they're looking to bring him back for another year in 2027. So Rob Thompson will be here for what it looks like for another 2 years. That second year for 2027 added is not necessarily official or anything like that, but Dave Dombrowski did mention that is happening with Rob Thompson most likely. And also, again, really no changes, but it looks like the Phils are going to hire a new bench coach. According to Dombrowski, they'll do a search, but they prefer somebody with managerial experience. Mike Colitri, he's going to have a new role as Major League Field Coordinator, a new position for the Phils. I believe he was bench coach, and now they're going to have him as the Major League Field Coordinator. This new position that they have for the Phillies, I believe Dombrowski might have mentioned that they're adding this position to a lot of the Major League clubhouses now, I believe. So looks like Mike Colitri will be the Major League Field Coordinator, new position for the Phillies. All right, let's get into it. So Dave Dombrowski spoke first. I'll get into Rob Thompson second. Dave Dombrowski spoke first. It was It was a lot of stuff that I was not surprised to hear. They basically, overall, it was a lot of the Dodgers were a really good team. It was a close series with the Dodgers. We went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers, especially the pitching-wise. He also said they're in the same neighborhood as the Dodgers, but they still have work to do. What exactly that work is, that work that's going to be done this offseason, we're not necessarily sure. I think Dombrowski was asked about signing any free agent this offseason to like a multi-year deal or anything like that, and he didn't really tip his hand or anything like that. So a lot of same neighborhood as Dodgers. We played well against the Dodgers. They were just a little better. You know, mentioned adding another year to Rob Thompson's contract this winter. So also mentioned that it's priority to bring Kyle Schwarber back, but we already knew that. Also on Zach Wheeler, everything is going to be fine. Timetable is still 6 to 8 months. So my takeaways from Dombrowski's presser is, I got three for you. First one, they're most likely going to run it back. Most likely, the Phillies are going to run this thing back. Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, they're most likely going to run it back. And he didn't mention he did mention the big four key free agents for them are Harrison Bader, JT Realmuto, Kyle Schwarber, and Ranger Suarez. Now, between those four, who I think they're going to try, I think they would like to bring back all four, especially, you know, he mentioned that the infield is solidified to this point. We can get into that in a couple more minutes, too. But the outfield, they're trying to put the pieces together there in the outfield, and that's what they were trying to do this season. And Harrison Bader's going to be potentially a part of that. We're not sure yet, but Dombrowski did mention that it's probably impractical that those four, Bader, JT, Schwarber, and Ranger, will all be back. I'm going to be honest, man. Like, I think my guess would be that JT, Schwarber, and Ranger, they're going to try to bring those three back. I actually think just the way that Dombrowski emphasized pitching, I really wonder if they're really going to try to bring Ranger back. I don't know. It might be 50-50, man. It might be 50-50. I know it was like kind of a foregone conclusion. It's like, oh, Ranger's going to be gone. I don't know. He really mentioned that, you know, with the Dodgers, like they were toe-to-toe against them with pitching, and how it mentioned how important, you know, pitching is for the playoffs. I just wonder if they're going to bring Ranger Suarez back. I wonder. I wonder if that's going to end up being like a key thing here. So there's those four with the guys that are free agents, and I don't really think you're going to really see much this offseason, especially because he mentioned the infield solidified. I don't know. Maybe Otto Kemp, he mentioned how much, you know, they like Otto Kemp. I wonder if that means they trade Alec Boehm and they have Otto Kemp try to make him the everyday third baseman, considering maybe they don't love Alec Boehm all that much. But I believe he or Rob mentioned how you know, he performed in the playoffs. But I forget if it was Dombo or Rob. But from the infield, it seems like he said the infield solidified. Maybe Otto Kemp ends up being the third baseman and they trade Boehm. But it doesn't see, it just from the presser, it doesn't really feel like anything's going to change. And I think most people are looking for change within the offense. You know, Bryce is here to stay. Trey is here to stay. And it looks like the infield's going to be what the infield is. And I do think they're really going to try, especially those three, like JT and Schwarber, for sure. They're going to try to bring both those back. He mentioned Kyle Schwarber being a priority. Ranger and Bader, I don't know. Ranger and Bader, I think both of those are 50-50. We'll see. We'll see. So I just think they're most likely going to run it back. That's my takeaway number one from Dombrowski's pressure. Takeaway number two, and I've already kind of talked about this, but Dombrowski, you know, really mentioned that prioritize pitching. And again, maybe that means Ranger Suarez is back. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this means they really don't, they look at the offense and they're just like, oh, well, if they get hot at the right time, you know, it is what it is kind of thing. I'm not saying that's a great way to think, but I just wonder. I mean, look, I mean, the Dodgers, I mean, Dodgers, their starting pitching and against the Phillies was big. It's big so far in the NLCS against the Brewers. And Dombrowski, you know, it talked a lot about the Dodgers, you know, against the Phillies, and look at them so far in the CS against Milwaukee, and really emphasizes pitching, man. Really emphasizes pitching. So that was my second takeaway about, I don't know how much work, again, any changes he's going to put into the offense this offseason. I really don't think you're going to see it like that. I really do. The way he talked about the infield and talked about, you know, signing free agents, but that's also, it's early and he doesn't want to tip his hand, but just the feel from it, I'm saying, doesn't really feel that way. That they maybe would go out and get any big free agents. I mean, the big free agent they would bring back would be Kyle Schwarber, as far as that, or maybe JT too as well, and maybe Ranger. Third takeaway from his presser, similar sentiments to last year with the That's Baseball as comments. And I didn't love it last year. I hated it last year because it was against the Mets. It was an inferior team. I didn't like the whole, you know, coming off the year against the D-backs and then losing to an inferior team in the New York Mets. I just felt like you were better than them. I know the Mets were playing good baseball that time, but I felt like they were a better team. I think, and I know you're going to hate to hear me say this, like, I can hear the That's Baseball-esque comments a little bit, I'm not saying entirely, a little bit when it comes to losing to the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a good team. Dodgers are defending champs. Dodgers might win the World Series once again. So I'm not, do I love hearing that? We won 96 games and the postseason, basically more or less him saying, you know, he mentioned like 5 to 10 times they won 96 games and that the postseason can be random. And that, you know, he mentioned the Yankees only missing the playoffs. I mean, he said one time, it's been a couple of times, you know, in the last however many years. And the Braves winning all those division titles and only winning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Winning one World Series. He mentioned a lot of that. A lot of the stuff I think he mentioned last year. And That was a big one. Again, it feels similar to last year. I guess I just don't feel as bad about it because the Mets, they get steamrolled by the Mets, but the Mets, to a certain extent, kind of gave it to them a little bit, but not really. But this year feels like the Dodgers series was closer. And I know technically you look at the scores of last year's series, but it didn't feel that way. It felt like this year the games were, game one was really close, game two was really close, game three wasn't, and the Phillies won that game, and then game four came down to the 12th inning, on a walk-off error. So similar sentiments to last year with the That's Baseball type of comments. That was my last thing that I took away from Dave Dombrowski's press conference. I'm not saying I loved it. I didn't hate the press conference. I know there's a lot of people out there probably are going to hate a lot of these comments, or sentiments. At the end of the day, man, before I get to Rob's press conference, logically, to look at the way the Phillies have been losing the playoffs and, how many games they've been winning in the regular season, you can look at these teams and say, to a certain extent, that it is baseball. I mean, the Dodgers took them a while to finally go win a World Series. It's hard. But at the same time, I understand, I'm frustrated as a fan. You're frustrated as a fan. Dombrowski talked about the fans and having to look at things within kind of an even keel viewpoint. I think there's a balance to it. It's tough, man. It's tough because I really do look at... I just think the problem with the team is they just don't perform well under pressure. They don't perform well under pressure. I think Ben Davis talked about it in the morning show. The Dodgers have Kike Hernandez, who is Mr. October, basically. They have Teoscar Hernandez, who, hit a big home run in game one against the Phillies. It just seems like this group, especially the core of the group, they don't play well under pressure. And it's tough when you're paying these guys all this money and, them being the players that they are. It's a tough situation, man. It really is a tough situation. So, I've been very emotional on this 2025. Ever since losing to the Mets last year, it's been a very emotional year trying to think really clearly about this Phillies team, which direction they should go. I feel like I've had a different take every week. Trade Kyle Schwarber and then, maybe this team can actually beat the Dodgers. And they don't. It's been a very topsy-turvy last 365 days, but here we are. They lose to the Dodgers. So Rob Thompson's presser. Some things he mentioned before I get to a couple of takeaways I had. His relationship with Nick Castellanos after everything that's gone down this year with benching him and Castellanos' comments about Rob and his communication skills. He says his relationship with Castellanos is good right now, quote, just good. And I wouldn't really expect Rob Thompson to say anything different. I don't think Rob's the type of guy that's going to go out and say me and Castie are, we are on bad terms and screw that guy. He's not going to say that. What else do you expect them to say? But, considering I would think that you would want to know something like that. So his relationship with Castellanos is good right now, according to Thompson. Also a couple other things, Ryan Kirkering. Thompson mentions, after what happened in the Dodgers series, and he's in the right mindset right now. He can't dwell on the error. People forget. He needs to forget. Also, another thing, he mentions that Bryce Harper is highly motivated to have the best season of his career in 2026. And that's not him saying that Bryce said this to him, but he's saying, knowing Bryce Harper and knowing how hard he works, that he's poised to have the best season of his career. I'm not sure, man. He's getting older and, injuries have been happening, especially the last, since he's been here. And I feel like outside of 2019 and 2020, I don't think he's a clean year. Not that it's easy to have a clean year, especially in baseball when you're playing every day. But man, Bryce, I don't know if Bryce is really ever going to be the same, man. I mean, Bryce had a good year. Bryce had a good year. And I think Dombrowski talked about, comparing to Freddie Freeman, how Freeman's a good player now. And He's not the elite player that he once was, and I get that, but Bryce is also a little younger than Freeman. Freeman's like 36 now. So takeaways with Thompson. I spent a lot of time there on Dombrowski just because I felt like there was a lot to take away there, and some of the same things with Thompson. Thompson mentioned he's bullish on this team. He's bullish on the organization. So similar to Dombrowski, the same feeling that I'm getting is that they're most likely going to run it back. He mentions being bullish on the team and organization. He also mentioned we will have changes, but if we run back most of this core group, I'm extremely confident. To me, that sounds like, hey, like from what Dombrowski said and from these comments here from Thompson, we're going to more of the same, right? More of the same of, you know, considering maybe most likely Kyle Schwarber's back and you get JT back and most of the same guys are back, that you're just going to see changes with, like, the, you know, how Kepler was here and how you had Jordan Romano in the bullpen, how you made, you know, some moves like that. Like, that's what we're probably going to be expecting, more of the same this offseason. And I don't know, I think I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm just accepting this is how it's going to be. And you're not going to trade Bryce Harper. They're not going to trade Trey Turner. It's not going to happen. Like, I think I've just come to the fact that, like, I'm just accepting this is what it's going to be. And hopefully, you know, you bring in guys like Crawford and Miller and Painter, and hopefully they can kind of maybe turn the personality and change it, make it a little different, because it's been tough to stomach the last couple of years with just the way they've gone out a little bit. But but with Thompson, you know, most likely going to run it back. And also another thing, takeaway from Thompson's presser, don't expect a new manager anytime soon. I've already kind of mentioned this. Thompson spoke, or, you know, Dombrowski spoke about getting an extension. So he's going to be here for another couple of years, as far as we know, unless they decide to fire him. But right now, I think Dombrowski, you know, talked about the moves Thompson made in the postseason. And he said, well, you know, more or less, like, not everyone's going to agree with what the manager does all the time, which is true. But that doesn't mean we can't criticize the manager and the things that he does, you know, maybe in a game or in a season in key moments. So, but just going off of what Dombrowski said, too, that, you know, you're not going to agree with what a manager does all the time. Don't expect a new manager, you know, really in the near future. And for those of you that are Rob Thompson fans, that probably makes you happy. If you're not a Rob Thompson fan, probably not too happy. So that's really what my takeaways were from, you know, the press conference. It's like, I just really have come to accept, like, this is what the team's going to be. Is that a great thing? Maybe not. Is it a bad thing? Maybe not too. I don't know. But really, it's the big overall thing is, like, they're probably just going to run it back. I think that's the number one thing that we're expecting this offseason is, for the most part, outside of some small moves here and there, they're just going to run it back. So that's what I have from the pressers. Also, maybe expect Crawford to be up next year. Maybe expect Aiden Miller too. Dombrowski mentioned he wants, if Miller's coming up, he wants him to be an everyday player. I don't even know how it's going to work because Trey Turner's a starting shortstop. And both Thompson and Dombrowski mentioned that they really like Bryson Stott. So I'm not sure what that means unless they trade Alec Bohm and they have Otto Kemp be the everyday guy. And maybe Miller ends up playing some third base. Maybe that's a possibility too. So there was that. You know, not too much mention on Painter. You know, Painter looks like they're gonna try to give him a shot maybe next year, or see how he's gonna look in the minors in year two coming out of Tommy John. So we will see. We will see. So those are the, you know, the three guys that we're looking at: Painter, Miller, Crawford, also Rinconis too. Dombrowski mentioned they really like the pop in Rinconis's bat down there. So and I do too. I like what I saw from Gabriel Rinconis too, especially last spring training. So who knows? We will see. But that's gonna do it for me today on Phillies Today. Also to mention the Blue Jays came back against the Mariners. Well, not came back, but they. Well, technically they did because it was down 2-0 in the first inning. But Toronto, man, offense came back 13-4 against the Mariners. They are going into game four in Seattle down 2-1. A lot of momentum there. And also LA, the Dodgers will be facing the Brewers in game three tonight in Dodger Stadium. Tyler Glass now against Aaron Ashby, who will probably be opening for Milwaukee. So we shall see. So that will do it for me. Let me know all your thoughts on the Dombrowski and Thompson pressers. I would love to know, you know, your thoughts on what they said, if you're able to watch it. Anything that I mentioned here, any of my thoughts, anything that you agree with, don't agree with, I would love to know. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. So that will do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.